Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody out there, and welcome to our podcast. In today's segment, we will be talking with Mr. Dan Meyer, the Vice President of Marketing at a leading cybersecurity firm known as Siren. They're based out in McLean, Virginia. Dan, thanks for your time. Let's get started. We looked up your bio, and you seem to have a very rich and historical background in cybersecurity. Can you tell us some of your highlights of your career?
Yeah, sure. And thank you for inviting me to the show. I appreciate it. My background is I'm a Silicon Valley guy, and actually one of the few who's actually grown up here. I've been around in the technology industry for over 20 years in my career at this point, and worked for a broad set of technology companies ranging from startups to large public companies. Worked in security companies and companies that built development tools, business intelligence, so a range of different areas. I've spent a lot of years in security focused on email security, web security, file transfer security, things like that, including the last couple of years at Zscaler, which just did a big IPO. And then about 2.5 years ago, I ended up joining this company called Siren to help grow their cloud cybersecurity business.
Okay. How did you venture into Siren? Is this a company that you helped perhaps create?
What first attracted me to Siren was the fact that they were a 100% cloud solution. And so, having been in the security industry and seeing some of the challenges as companies move from kind of software-based solutions that they ran on their own servers to appliances that they ran in their data centers to cloud-based solutions, I really saw that the cloud is the way the world is moving, and that security solutions need to also move to the cloud, right? And so that really attracted me to see that. But the other side of it is that I saw that Siren's technology was really state-of-the-art in terms of the security capabilities that the company had. And they were working with some of the market leaders, worldwide leaders in across a range of industries, companies like Microsoft and Google and Checkpoint and FireEye. So this cloud presence plus this world-class security really made Siren a really compelling company to me to join and to help grow significantly.
Okay. How long has Siren been in business?
Yeah, Siren's got an interesting background. The company's been around for about 20 years at this point, and they really started by building out a kind of cloud-based anti-spam defense in the 90s. Did an initial public offering in the late 90s. So the company is public. We expanded the company strategy and renamed it Siren in 2014.
Okay. How long has Siren been in business?
Well, so, we talked about that, it's been, over 20 years at this point. The focus over the past 4 or 5 years, though, has really been on building out a SaaS security business that sold to companies of all sizes. So to allow them to really protect their customers, their users in email and the web when they go out on the internet.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, does Siren have a presence in other countries as well?
So we're a global company, and we've got operations in North America, Europe, and Asia. We have some sales offices in Austin, Texas, and outside of London, as well as in Singapore, and we've got development labs in Israel, in Germany, and also in Iceland, which is a fantastic place.
Okay. Who is your typical customer base that you're trying to target? Are you trying to target small and medium-sized business, the large companies like the Fortune 500, or are you trying to conquer both of these slices of the cake, if you will?
Well, yeah, so we've got a couple of different business units, I guess, and so we target businesses of all sizes. There's a set of enterprise SaaS security services we sell where we focus on selling to companies, and then there are some back end security services that we sell to big companies who integrate it into their solutions, and that's our OEM business. For enterprises, what we see is there's a couple of IT megatrends, I kind of call them, that are going on that are really challenging them around security, right? One of them is that their employees are much more mobile than they ever have been. They're working from home, or they might be bringing their own devices into the office, or they might be, you know, on the road and working at Starbucks or at their hotel. But mobile devices now outnumber PCs, and these devices, they're always on and always connected to the internet. And so there are a lot of security issues resolved around the mobility and how you protect people when they're not sitting at a desk in the headquarters office, right? And so that's one area. The other big megatrend that companies are challenged with is cloud adoption. So we look at everybody moving, you know, to Office 365 or moving to Salesforce.com, right? Cloud-based solutions, and even if you're on the conservative end of this trend, right, like you're likely using some level of cloud, whether it's, you know, file sharing through Dropbox or Box.com. So the challenge with moving to the cloud is, how do you do security now, right? The security that you used to maybe host on an appliance in your data center now needs to also move to the cloud to some extent. And so that's part of what we're seeing in terms of companies struggling with. And this is companies across all ranges, from smallest to very large. The other side of things is that attackers have gotten much, much more sophisticated, and these attacks are happening much faster than they ever have been. They evolve quickly. They hit and go away very quickly. And so traditional security solutions are really struggling to move fast enough to stop the threats that are out there today, right? So what we always say is that, you know, internet security today is really a race against time. You need to be fast to identify the stuff and fast to stop it before it gets to your employees, your users, or your customers.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of like a cat and mouse game, if you will.
Absolutely.
How large? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay. How large is Siren, both from an employee standpoint, revenue standpoint?
So we're a publicly traded company. We're on the NASDAQ. We trade under the ticker CYRN, and we're also on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. So, you know, we're a public company, but the interesting thing is we're a relatively small public company. We've got revenues of about $30 million a year. We've got about 260 employees worldwide, and we have, you know, over 1,000 enterprise customers and over 200 OEM customers around the world as well. So we've got, you know, while we may have a, you know, small number of employees, we've got a large footprint in the security industry and with enterprises around the world.
That sounds awesome. Now let's get into your product and service lines. It's going to be the meat of our podcast here. It looks like you have a lot of service lines in email security, web security, DNS security, and other cloud-based sandboxing. Can you please elaborate in more detail each of these four services that you have to offer?
Yeah, so if you think about where Siren sits and where we focus in terms of cybersecurity, so we're a cybersecurity company, right? So we try to stop hackers and cyber threats that might be attacking an organization. Our focus is on protecting people when they use the internet. So the area where we focus is on email and web in terms of where we apply our defenses and where we identify threats, right? So we're really good at seeing threats like phishing attacks or ransomware or viruses and trojans and keyloggers, those kinds of things. We have this Global View Security Cloud that is the backbone of our security, where we process billions and billions of transactions. We actually process 25 billion security transactions every single day. So we see a huge amount of web, email, DNS, and other kinds of traffic that we analyze. We identify threats in that kind of traffic, and then we can then take that identification of those threats in real time and really protect all of the customers in our network within seconds. And so that's why our security is so good. It's because it's based in the cloud, and we see things fast and early. And so we end up being able to stop threats before they reach users' mailboxes or before they reach the web browser. And that's a really key differentiator for what we do. The other side of Siren's solutions and what we do is that our products are 100% cloud-delivered SaaS products. So this means they're delivered as software as a service. Our customers license our solutions by per user with some kind of annual subscription, so you're not locked down or buying capital equipment. You don't have to pay extra or spend money to maintain the boxes or host them, the appliances in your data center, and there's no need to patch and upgrade and maintain them and things like that. So delivering this stuff from the cloud really tremendously reduces the cost of owning our security solutions. And we're seeing really strong interest from customers as a result, from organizations of all sizes for this kind of stuff. In terms of the places that we focus the products themselves, we have a couple of different gateway products. So we've got a secure web gateway that protects users and lets companies manage web usage when their employees are going out to the internet. Right. We also have an email security gateway product in the cloud that protects users receiving email from threats like ransomware and phishing and also spam and things like that that are coming into their mailbox. We have a DNS security product that helps protect employees or customers or partners with a really easy-to-use web filtering solution that you can apply to different locations. And so a lot of our customers might, who maybe like retail companies might put this in their stores to protect their customers who might be browsing the internet when they shop. Or healthcare organizations might put this in their doctor's offices or clinics for their patients if they're browsing the web, right, to protect them from threats and other things. And then lastly, we've got a full set of advanced threat protection capabilities that help us identify the most advanced and most dangerous kinds of threats. And in particular, we've got a sandboxing solution, what we call our cloud sandbox array, that lets us detonate suspicious files, which means we execute them and watch them execute to see if they are malicious or not and identify really hard to detect evasive threats that way. So we've kind of got a nice portfolio of solutions to help protect, as we said, the mission, right, to help protect users and people when they go to use the internet in email or web.
Sounds excellent. What kinds of customers have used these services?
Well, so we've got, as I said, a wide range of services from small family businesses to large global multinational customers. Let me give you one example that we might want to walk through. So we've got one customer. It's a high-end residential real estate company that serves home buyers and sellers and investors in the Florida area. Right, and it turns out that they had recently moved to Office 365, but they were getting hammered by phishing emails. So I'm not sure if your audience is aware, phishing emails are messages that are not legitimate email, but they're intended to try and trick the user, try and trick someone into either giving out financial information or giving out username and password information that will allow them, the bad guys, to steal other data or money. And so these guys were getting hit by phishing emails. That's one of the hardest, most challenging security attacks going on in the industry today. And they were really concerned that maybe their agents or their employees or their clients might get compromised by these kinds of attacks. So, one of the things that they were worried about is they wanted to maintain a relationship of trust with their customers. And if they got hacked or if their customers lost money as a result of these cyber attacks, it would really put them in a bad position. So they decided to take some proactive steps to try and strengthen their cybersecurity. And after looking around and evaluating a number of products for their email security, they selected Siren to help augment their Office 365 security. And so they did this because they wanted to make sure their security, their email security was in the cloud as the same way that their email infrastructure was now in the cloud with Office 365. They wanted something that was simple to support and would actually provide security across their whole distributed organization. It turns out they have 35 different offices throughout Florida, and they've got people on the road and mobile and working in the field all the time, and they needed a solution that would actually work across this really distributed organization. And the other thing they needed to find was a solution that was really good against phishing attacks. And so one of the things we did with this company is we ran a gap analysis where we analyzed the traffic that was coming into their to their organization, and we filtered it and identified, here's the stuff that's getting through into your mailboxes that should be stopped that's not being stopped today, right? And we can call that an email security gap analysis, and that's kind of a common way that we work with companies to help them decide if our solution is correct for them. And what they found is that you know, they were missing some things, and they actually would get good value by implementing the Siren Secure Email Gateway solution. And then at the end of the day, because our solution is cloud-based SaaS, it made it really easy for them to deploy and adopt, and really, you know, relatively low cost to manage. They, again, like a lot of companies today, they don't have no one ever has enough IT and IT security people to run all the things that they want. Everybody, you know, the IT guys are super busy and skilled, and so they found that this was a fairly easy to manage and easy to deploy solution, which is really attractive to them.
Gotcha. Now, could you further elaborate on the Siren technology platform?
Sure. So, you know, I kind of mentioned quickly that we've got a big security cloud. We call this GlobalView Security Cloud, and what we and our company was kind of founded on the idea that in order to provide security, you actually need to see email and web traffic, in the internet cloud before it gets delivered to people, and we need to see large volumes of it, because if we can see that, we can identify threats in that traffic quickly. We can identify it uniquely, and then we can go and find where it's coming into our customers and make sure that we stop it before it gets to them, right? So this is the whole thing about trying to stop things before they get into your users rather than trying to detect it after the fact. And that's where our focus is. So again, we process 25 billion security transactions every day. We block over 300 million threats every day, and we're protecting over a billion users around the world, right? And so we see, you know, tons and tons of email traffic from our customers, and we've also got open traffic feeds, and we've also got a lot of other transactions that give us huge visibility into the nature of traffic coming in. And then what we can do is really analyze that traffic. So, for example, if we see an email message, and we see something, a very similar email message being sent from 100 different locations, what that tells us is it's probably something being sent by a bot network, and it's either spam or it's malicious, but one way or the other, we know that it's probably not legitimate, and so we can identify that and then make sure that we don't let that get into our customers, right? And so that's the way we do these things. Our global cloud infrastructure, though, because it's in the cloud, we run at cloud scale. So we have huge processing capacity to identify this stuff, and we can identify these threats in seconds and block them before they reach users. So that's kind of the back-end infrastructure, and it's why our detection of threats is really, really good. The other side of being in the cloud is we deliver our services from the cloud, and so as a SaaS solution, and that makes it really easy for not just the biggest companies in the world to adopt our stuff, but also small and medium-sized companies can really benefit from being part of this large network as well. So we make it, you know, very accessible to get to our solution no matter what size organization you are.
Yeah, true. Okay. That sounds excellent. Now, obviously, there are a lot of cybersecurity vendors out here in the United States on the East Coast, West Coast. What separates Siren from the other cybersecurity vendors? Like, what's your brand mark, your brand reputation?
Yeah, so it's funny because we spent a lot of time thinking about this, and you know we've got a big security cloud. Lots of people have a big security cloud. What we've really came to understand, and where we are focusing our research and our detection capabilities and our core competencies is on our speed. Right, because what we're seeing today is that threats are getting faster and faster. So let me give you an example. Right, so for a phishing attack, right, a phishing attack is where there may be either one or a handful or a big blast of email messages that go out to a set of people, trying to trick them into going to a website and entering their username and password. So maybe PayPal, right? Maybe it's a fake PayPal site, and the bad guys put up a fake PayPal site and try and capture your credentials. But it starts with email. So this kind of an attack can be launched and taken down within a matter of a couple of hours, right? And the problem is that traditional security solutions, it takes them a couple of hours just to update their signatures and other things so that they can actually even acknowledge and stop it. But they actually have to see it first, analyze it, create their signatures, distribute them out to their appliances, And then the appliances have to download those signatures, and then they can identify and stop the threat. By that time, this phishing attack has come and gone, right? So as a matter of fact, one of the statistics we see is that the first user clicks on a phishing link within 3 minutes of an attack being launched, right? And so what that tells us is that attacks are happening incredibly fast, and that security needs to actually accelerate even faster than that in order to anticipate and stop those kinds of attacks, right? And that's where we are in the cloud, right? By seeing this stuff quick, by seeing this stuff early, and having an automated process to identify and block that stuff, that's where our cloud provides tremendous advantage to us and to customers we work with. Another example, there are over 1.5 million new phishing websites that get created every month, and over 50% of those get put up and shut down within less than 24 hours. Right? So again, traditional security defenses aren't designed to detect and block threats at this speed, right? So what we've done is we've created an architecture, and we've done this over the past couple of years where we've moved from some batch processing to actually a streaming architecture where we take a message or a web page or something in and we run it through our cloud security analysis within seconds, and we do that on a streaming basis, so we're continuously doing all of this stuff rather than batching it and doing it every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes at a time like a lot of other companies do. And so that's part of what allows us to be super fast in identifying these threats and blocking them quickly.
Okay. Do you offer any free trials of your software packages to your customers?
Yeah, we absolutely do. And you know, again, that's another benefit of being in the cloud, right? So I guess there's two places to think about that. There's a couple of things that we have on our website which are kind of diagnostic tools, and then there's also free trials. And there's two kinds of things. So one of them, you know, in one area, if you go to our website, Cyren.com, Cyren.com, there's a web security diagnostic, and basically you browse to that page, you click the button, and we'll do a 30-second diagnostic test on your browser and your network to help identify what kinds of threats are getting through and which kinds are getting blocked by your current web security. And it's really interesting. You know, you can find out whether your current network allows you to download an executable file, or whether it will allow you to download a phishing file, or whether it allows you to surf to porn sites. I mean, all sorts of different kinds of things that you might want to control and manage and block with a web security solution. So that's one where you can just see what your current state of security is and whether it might be worth talking to us about getting some better security. On the email side, we do a conceptually similar approach where we do this what's called an email security gap analysis, where companies basically they BCC their email to our gap analysis server, and we analyze that stuff, and we say, look, this is the stuff that is being delivered as clean mail to your mailbox, but what we've found is 5 or 7 or 10% of that email traffic is actually malicious or spam, right? And so we can give you a report back that documents the amount of bad stuff that's being delivered to your mailboxes, and it can give, you know, some impetus or some evidence about why it might be worth talking to us about potentially putting our security solutions in place. And then, you know, if companies are interested, absolutely we have a free trial process, proof of concept process, where they can actually evaluate stuff in their production environments and make sure that it fits and works for their environment.
Do you have a partner program?
We do. And we actually just launched our global partner program for distributors, resellers, and MSPs just last month, right? So we are aggressively in the process of building out our channel in North America and in Europe in particular at this point. So, you know, we're looking to recruit partners who are focused on offering cloud security products to their customers, right? And cloud security is a big deal. A lot of companies are still focused on appliances, but organizations that are interested in moving to the cloud and resellers who are interested in doing that are the guys we really want to work with and talk to. What we provide is strong sales and marketing enablement tools that help them sell our stuff effectively and profitably, right? And so at the end of the day, we want to help our reseller partners make money and get our products into the hands of their customers. And so that's the goal. Our program has three different tiers. There's Select, Premier, and Elite. And we provide deal registration, a lot of sales and enablement and training, demand generation resources. We allow our partners to actually use some of our digital sales tools, like our web security diagnostic tool. They can actually co-brand and put it on their sites if they want, which is really great. And we also provide access to marketing development funds. So, you know, all of this is, you know, we've tried to streamline and make it really easy to be to partner with Siren, because we think that, you know, we've got a great product, a great idea here, and, you know, we want more people to be able to take advantage of it pretty easily. That's the goal.
Oh, that's great, yeah. On other points, we keep hearing about nation-state threat actors, you know, like North Korea, China, Russia. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these groups are real, and they're sophisticated, and they're not going away. You know, I was just before we started this call, I was reading an article about some hardware hacking that is being done by China, where they were actually embedding a little chip on motherboards, and actually using those to break into networks. And so there's some really scary stuff that's going on at a nation state level. And you know, what I often hear when I talk to companies, or when I talk to some companies, is, hey, I'm too small to be targeted by those guys. They're never going to come after me. But I think that that's a false assumption, right? What we see is that, you know, there's a couple of different layers of this, but, you know, you may not be the primary target, but you might be a supplier to one of the strategic targets that one of these nation states is going after. And so, therefore, they may come after and try and compromise you. Right, that's one thing. The other thing we're seeing is that some organizations, Iran and some others, where, you know, they've got some financial challenges, they're also just out and out at times running these scams to help fund their development in other areas. And so, for whatever reason, you know, everyone is really at risk from the nation state types of attack of actors, and don't assume that just because you're small, you're not going to be a target, right? The reality is, a lot of times, smaller companies tend to be more attractive targets because they tend to be less sophisticated in their security, and attackers know this. The bad guys know this for sure, right? And so they look at smaller companies as easier targets. So, you know, everyone needs to be aware that this stuff can happen.
Sure, definitely. Now, what are your general plans for expansion? Do you plan to offer new products and services, or new markets, or kind of do a mixture of both?
Yeah, well, so we've seen, you know, record growth for our company over the past several quarters, and we're really anticipating, you know, we're going to continue to expand in a number of different dimensions. So, geographically, we are deepening our penetration of the North American market and European markets where we sell today. But we're also, you know, as part of that, we are significantly investing in growing our channel, right? So we're aggressively growing our channel distribution capabilities, particularly in 2019. We're also looking at and working on an exciting new anti-phishing product that's slated to be introduced in the first quarter of next year that will integrate really nicely with Office 365 to help stop the toughest phishing threats that tend to be targeting the Office 365 platform. What we've seen is that you know, the bad guy, you know, Office 365 is getting tremendous adoption, and the bad guys know this, and so they're really targeting Office 365 and trying to steal Office 365 credentials in particular to help drive and open up their cyber attacks. And so, you know, virtually everyone we talk to is being challenged with phishing today. And so in Q1, we're going to bring out an additional anti-phishing product that works at the mailbox level to help stop that.
So, now, obviously, the cyber threat landscape is changing on a daily basis, even by the minute, if you want to think about that. How do you plan to keep up with this ever-dynamic, changing cyber threat landscape?
Yeah, no, it's a great question because, like you said, right, it's an ongoing cat and mouse game. It really is. But one of the things is that we've really designed our detection cloud for just this goal, right? We know that threats continue to evolve and change every day, but our analysts around the world, our security analysts, you know, we've actually identified in what way these things are changing. And so, you know, within the parameters of how these things evolve, we can identify these kinds of threats still in real time based on their behavior, based on, you know, understanding some of the characteristics of these threats. You know, so for example, they may have a common email signature, use several different kinds of keywords, and be sent at a certain time of day, right? And some of those kinds of things allow us to potentially identify stuff, right? And so we're using, you know, more and more technology to identify this stuff with machine learning models and artificial intelligence to really look at patterns around this stuff. So we leverage, you know, big data analytics and machine learning, advanced heuristics, recurrent pattern detection, and behavioral learning, those kinds of things. So we're applying, you know, really state-of-the-art and cloud-scale technologies at these messages and these threats to identify them quickly and do it in real time. One of the emerging threat areas that we've seen, for example, we're now starting to see a combination of malware, which is malicious files or file attachments, with phishing attacks. So what we see is that phishing URLs are being delivered to people in email inside of a file attachment. So when somebody will open the file attachment and click on the URL, it takes them to a phishing site, right? And so it's a real challenge because, you know, a lot of the security companies that we compete with have either a malware solution or a phishing solution, but not one that can identify a phishing attack inside a file, right? I mean, so this is where the bad guys are using evasive techniques to get past defenses. And again, this is where we're trying to stay up on the state of the art in this stuff. And so we've got a big security lab, you know, headquartered out of Iceland, but with people around the world. We've got a big team in the Philippines doing analysis 24/7. So, you know, there's you know, staying on top of this is not simple, but we've got tremendous expertise in this stuff, and we're in it for the long term. And we've got a whole global security cloud behind it as well. So it allows us, gives us the visibility we need to identify and stop these threats as they emerge.
Well, as we wrap up the show, Dan, what do you recommend for people to protect themselves from cyber hacks and cyber attacks? I mean, everybody's got their 2 cents worth. What do you recommend for my audience out there?
Yeah, that's a good question because, you know, it can be daunting, right? I think that there, you know, what I always fall back on is that there's a fundamental approach to security called defense in depth or layered security, right? And this means apply several different layers of protection to your organization, to whatever thing you're trying to protect, so that if the one layer misses it, the next layer will stop it, right? And so if you take the example of internet security, right, this is where we play. Now, this can be applied across a bunch of other areas, but for internet security, what we think this means is that you should filter your web and email traffic before it reaches your user's browser or inbox, right? And we can help with that. But you should also have some kind of endpoint protection on every computer or device that your employees use, so that if something makes it past those perimeter filters, now you've got protection on the device as well, right? And so that's kind of a fundamental, you know, belt and suspenders kind of approach. So defense in depth is one of the things. The other side, there's a couple of other things that I would urge people to do to improve their security posture. One of the things is to make sure you always apply the latest security patches and updates to all your computers, servers, and routers and other things. What we've seen and what I've noted in the industry is that a huge number of attacks get through because of unpatched computers, right? And so if you take a look at, I don't know if you've heard of WannaCry. There was a ransomware attack last year called WannaCry, right? And that got through. It actually exploited a well-known Microsoft Windows security vulnerability, a security flaw that companies hadn't patched, right? So Microsoft had announced that this was a flaw. They'd recommended that everybody patch it. 2 or 3 months later, the WannaCry attack came out, and it hit a ton of companies around the world who had not yet patched their computers, even though this was a really serious security flaw that was announced. And so, WannaCry shut down made the British National Health Service, they had to cancel over 20,000 appointments, right? So, so part of the deal is, you know, there's some basic security hygiene, which is sometimes difficult to do, right? I know that, you know, it's you know, the people are always challenged with the amount of time and resources they have, but that is one that will fundamentally help you stay more secure if you just keep your patches up to date. The other thing to do is to make sure your users are aware of security issues, right? So some training and awareness is valuable. You know, I hate saying I hate having to depend on users. I don't want to put the burden on users to have to defend themselves. Our security companies should be doing that, but at the end of the day, no security solution is 100% effective, and things are going to get through, and your users need to be the last line of defense. And so making sure that they're aware is an important piece of your security strategy.
Okay. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to hopefully speaking with you again here in the near future. Thank you once again.
Ravi, I appreciate your time. Thanks for inviting me on.
Take care.